Hachette Audio presents Blonde Faith, written by Walter Mosley and read by Michael Boatman.
Chapter 1. It's hard to get lost when you're coming home from work. When you have a job and a paycheck, the road is set right out in front of you. A paved highway with no exits except yours. There's the parking lot, the grocery store, the kids' school, the cleaners, the gas station, and then your front door. But I hadn't had a regular job in a year, and here it was, 2 in the afternoon, and I was pulling into my driveway wondering what I was doing there. I cut off the engine and then shuddered, trying to fit inside the sudden stillness. All morning, I had been thinking about Bonnie and what I'd lost when I sent her away. She'd saved my adopted daughter's life, and I had repaid her by making her leave our home. In order to get Little Feather into a Swiss clinic, Bonnie had reacquainted herself with Jogwe Cham, a West African prince she had met in her work as a flight attendant for Air France. He made a temporary home for Feather, and Bonnie stayed there with her, and him. I threw open the car door, but didn't get out. Part of my lethargy was exhaustion from being up for the past 24 hours. I didn't have a regular job, but I worked like a dog. Martel Johnson had hired me to find his runaway 16-year-old daughter, Chevette. He'd gone to the police, and they had taken down her information, but 2 weeks had gone by, and they hadn't turned up a thing. I told Martel that I'd do the footwork for $300. On any other transaction, he...